USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump addressing workers at an energy plant in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where he spoke about China dumping cheap steel in the United States.
We need steel for defense. We need steel. What are we going to do? We have a little bit of a problem. We have a little bit of a conflict. We'll say, listen, China, could you do us a favor? We need help. All our steel mills are closed. Could you send us some steel, please? We don't make steel anymore. Well, we make it now.
The warden of the jail where convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein died of an apparent suicide is being reassigned. The Justice Department announced Attorney General Bill Barr made the decision to move the warden to the Bureau's Northeast Regional Office, pending the outcome of two investigations into Epstein's death. Two staffers at the jail were also placed on administrative leave until the investigation concludes as well. This is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dayton, Ohio Police Chief Richard Beal says it's inconclusive if the murderer who killed 9 people in a shooting in the Oregon Entertainment District was intentionally targeting his own sister. The police chief with an update on what they have been able to find out.
He was in the Oregon District on Friday night. So what was his mindset then? I don't know. He was not unfamiliar with this area, and the fact he was there the night before, you know, certainly have to consider there was some thought being given to it at that time.
The first lawsuit related to Legionnaire's disease at a popular hotel in Atlanta, Georgia, is filed. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
The lawsuit filed in Atlanta against the owners of the Sheraton Hotel after a man gets sick coming down with Legionnaire's disease. One woman who stayed there died, and at least 12 other confirmed cases. The hotel closed and is being cleaned.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The family of a 91-year-old woman in Illinois is suing a nursing home where she resided after a video posted on social media in December shows two staffers taunting her with a hospital gown. Margaret Collins was a patient at a nursing home just outside of Chicago when a video was posted on Snapchat showing two nursing assistants teasing the woman with a gown. Collins' daughter, Joan Beeble, joins Fox News and shares her reaction when she saw the video.
When I saw it, it was total disbelief. You know, you're just trying to wrap your arms around what happened, and, you know, you're disgusted by it, and then you're almost in a panic. What do you do next to protect her?
Mm-hmm.
We're at a place, at a nursing home, yeah, where she thought that she was absolutely safe.
Beeble also shares how this is affecting her now.
Well, you know, you're always damaged by it, you know, and, you know, we did move our mom as soon as we could find a place that met her needs. And but still to this day, you know, you just feel like she has been forever impacted by this. It was a terrible thing to have to move her at that age.
And as far as how her mother is doing?
Well, you know, she's doing fine. But I do say that, you know, she will be forever impacted by what has happened to her.
For more news, follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.